are now listening to A Word for Deliverance with Pastor Leonard Cochran. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in the city of Noonan, Georgia. For more information, please visit our website at www.apor-noonan.org. Now, let's receive God's word from Pastor Leonard Cochran to help you be productive in every aspect of life.
Mark, the fifth chapter, starting at verse number 21. The Bible said, now when Jesus had crossed over again by the boat to the other side, a great multitude gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, one of the rulers of the synagogue came, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell down at his feet and begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her that she may be healed and she will live. This is amazing because he didn't even need Jesus to diagnose what was wrong with his daughter. He knew Jesus had enough power that no matter what was taking place with his child, notice the type of faith or belief he had in Jesus, who is God, that the man believed that Jesus could come back with him. Watch this, because we live in a time where some don't believe in the laying on of hands. But he simply wants Jesus to lay his hands on her. Do y'all see that in verse 23? Let's read it. And he begged him earnestly, saying, my little daughter lies at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her. What's going to happen when Jesus lays his hands on her? That she may be healed. Notice what he said, and she will live. It don't matter what's going on with her. If you lay your hands on her, she'll live. I believe it, Lord. No doubt at this point, doctors have had their hands all on her. But she's still sick. And he said, if you'll come, master, teacher, you'll lay your hands on her. She'll live. Then the Bible said in verse 21, so Jesus went with him, and a great multitude followed him and thronged him. Now, of course, there's an interruption that's going to take place, and so we have to drop down to verse 35. The Bible said, while he was still speaking, some came from the ruler of the synagogue house who said to him, watch this, look like a turn for the worse, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any farther? Jairus, she gone. The situation had now become or took a turn for the worse in that she was sick, but now she has died. Jairus is hopeless. It's hopeless now. Notice verse 36. As soon as Jesus heard the word, what word? That the child was dead. Or as soon as he heard them tell Jairus it was hopeless, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid. Only believe. Only what? Believe. But it's hopeless, Lord. Yeah, but you believe. Look at a neighbor and tell your neighbor the subject this morning. Believe even when it looks hopeless. Tell the subject to somebody. Tell them, believe even when it looks hopeless. Tell one person the subject this morning. Let's give God a praise this morning for the subject this morning. Believe even when it looks what? When it looks what? Number one, two. What I want you to receive by it being hopeless has to do with it looking impossible or unable to be done. When you deem a thing hopeless, you're saying it is impossible or unable to be done. And of course, we are speaking from the perspective of man. And like it or not, there are some men who are so bold that they have no problem telling you and I that our situation is impossible or unable to be done. Somebody's working with something now. Somebody's facing something right now. And folk have told you that it's impossible. What you're desiring to see come to pass, they've told you in so many words, it's unable to be done. Get your mind off of such and such taking place, because when it come to that, Mrs. So-and-so, that's unable to be done. We know you've been desiring for this right here to take place, but based upon the evidence and based upon the books that we have read and based upon the study that we have did, what you are wanting to see happen is not able to be done, because you recognize even in our day and time that any so-called profession is only practicing what he or she thinks she knows or he knows. Come on, somebody. And whenever you take the word of a man above the word of God, you are messing up, because man is limited and man will tell you that something can't be done, again, based upon research and human knowledge. Do you realize that most of the time that a person tells you that something is unable to be done, sometimes they base it, number one, on the fact that they've never seen it done. Now, some of us are quick to say certain things can't happen because in our little lifetime, we've never seen it done. And so we assume that since we haven't seen it done, then it can't be done. This is what's wrong with Google. Because there are some things that you can Google, and the research will come back telling you it can't be done. Well, God told me to start my business just doing 1, 2, 3. But when I Googled it, it said you must do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. But see, Google has never seen it done with 3 steps. But if God tells you you're going to get it done in 3 steps, then don't say that it's not able to be done. God, can I work on this word? Because somebody's going through something that looks impossible. Maybe you have even been told, like I have in time past, it's unable to be done. Secondly, it has to do with when something is deemed hopeless. It is saying about that thing that it is finished, it is over, or it's dead. Finished. It's over. See, some of us are quick to give up just because the time has passed. And don't let a person tell us, well, you had until such and such and such and such time to get it done, but you are past that time. And so in reference to that, I'm afraid that it's over. But see, we have to be careful as children of God when we are told that something is hopeless. Are y'all with me this morning? Because number one, understand, as a child of God, as a born-again believer, one of the main things I want you to receive this morning, and hold on, is that for a child of God, it is actually okay when something looks hopeless. Tell your neighbor, that's okay when it looks hopeless. Shout to somebody else, it's okay, even when it sounds hopeless. I'm working this word. See, you got to know as a believer, when somebody says it's finished, that's okay. That's not the time to cry. That's not the time to get depressed. It is okay that they say it's over. Look at 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Notice the scripture this morning. Let's get some knowledge and understanding. Let's know who we are. Before you cry, find out who you are. Find out what your God said about it. Am I talking right this morning? Am I talking right this morning? Go to 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. Because some of us have heard the word is finished, And it made us cry. I said, it made us cry. We've heard the word impossible. And when you believe it, I say impossible. That's a big word. That can be a scary word. Impossible. What does impossible mean? Not possible. Tell your neighbor, he ain't going to get deep with you today. Tell your neighbor, impossible simply means not possible. And how many have ever tried to just work with folks? Well, how about if I do this, this, and this? It's still impossible. Well, you know what I could do? Even if you do that, it's impossible. Come on. But we're going to work with it this morning, because I just told you something profound. That is okay when it looks impossible. I better back that up with some scripture this morning. Or somebody going to leave saying, what did he mean? Well, look at 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by what? For we walk by, not by, we walk by, not by. See, if it looks hopeless, it's okay, because that's not what we walk by. If I have been commanded to walk by sight and it looks hopeless, now I need to cry. Now I need to get depressed, because what I've been ordained to live by is telling me it's not going to happen. But when it comes to you and I, we were not ordained to walk by sight, which is bigger than visual, but that's what I want to deal with. Sight really represents the human senses. So from a human standpoint, when it looks one way, but God has said it's going to happen another way, don't walk by your senses. Don't walk by your senses. Listen, and the reason a lot of us not clapping, we not amen, we not saying that's right, is because we walk more so by our senses than we do allowing faith to govern our lives. See, that's what live by mean. What are you going to be governed by? What are you going to think according to? You get a bad report, how you think in reference to that report? Do you think it can't be done? Do you think it's too hard for God? Do you think it's over? For as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think you done, then you done. If you think you'll never get it, you'll never get it. For we walk by what? Faith. Not by what? Who's the we? Christians. Listen, now the sinner or the unbeliever walks by sight. Y'all hear this warning? But when you walk by faith, you believe what does say of God. It don't matter how bad it looks. You believe God. You can't have it. God said, I can't. I believe God. I'm going to have it. Oh, Lord, I'm trying to teach you right. You know what I mean? Some of us don't have certain stuff. We didn't believe God. Even Isaiah said, whose report will you what? Believe. Just because you get a negative report, you've gotten over 1,000 good reports. Come on, we're in the fourth month of the year. Look how many good reports you've gotten, but some of us done got 2 or 3 bad reports, and they're outweighing every good report you done received this year. Supernatural increases here. That's a good report. That's something good to live by. Supernatural increase. Better is give and it shall be good. Press, shaking, running. That's a good report to live by. But we'll have a couple of things going wrong, and we'll start living by that. And I'm here to tell you this morning, it takes something to walk by faith. Hold on. When you've been told it's impossible. Years ago, when I went to get my car. Wanted a BMW 750. Y'all just listen. I ain't a materialistic preacher, but we're going materialistic. Wanted that BMW 750. Went to get it. Man said, I don't think I have it, a 745. I said, that's close enough. I said, because I've been doing my research, and the 750 is higher anyway. And Lord, if you give me this 750, I'll praise you. Went to test drive the car. Me and the man were going back and forth over the inches, right? Bottom line, he told me, he said, go ahead, it's yours. It's good. I said, look here now. I didn't know my research like I know now. I said, look, I ain't taking this thing home now like folk do, and then it don't go through. I said, if I drive it off the lot, that means it's mine. He said, it's yours. It ain't no problem. Drove the car for 3-4 days, riding good too. Then I got a phone call. You need to bring that car back here immediately. And I get down there and I'm like, what's the problem? We got a difference of interest rates of what you want and what you're willing to accept. He gave me his interest rate. I said, ain't no way. I said, I ain't taking it. I said, I refuse to take that. He said, good, because even when we put that in, we can't get you approved. He said, what would it take? What would you want in order for us to try to close this deal? I told him what I wanted. First lady was right there. You know what the man told me? He said, man, he said, ain't no way. He said, I own this car lot and can't get what you asking me to give you. And I said, but that's what it's going to take. He said, no deal. And I left. Why he feeling bad? You deserve that car. Lord, you a faithful man. I just don't know why you didn't get this car today. I told her, I said, don't worry about it. I said, it's all good. A couple of weeks later, I'm online searching for that car. And the people approved me for a certain amount, more than what I needed. I ran to her. I said, I just got approved. And I need to move fast and go get what's mine. She said, that's got to be a scam. She said, ain't no, she said, I don't know about this, baby. I said, we need to move now. Jumped in the car, went to the people. Not only was that legit, but the people looked at me and said, you can do that. This a couple of weeks later. Oh, there's 3 other options. And Mr. Cochran, you can choose whatever you want to do. When I looked at the interest rate, they had cut it more than half of what they offered. And it put me in single digits when they originally wanted me in the 20s. See, man said it couldn't be done. Are you hearing me? See, sometimes you're going to be told it's impossible. But I looked at the payment and I said, Lord, I've never paid anything like that. But the Lord said, I got you. I'm talking to somebody. I got you. In other words, he didn't want me driving it nervous. He didn't want me driving sweaty. He said, I got you. And see, in reference to that car, I now own it. Because when God tell you a thing, he'll come through every time. I wish you high five somebody and shout, show he writes. Some of y'all not even getting excited, but I just told you how things are about to turn out for some of you. What man said couldn't be done, God not only gonna do it, but he gonna do better. Do we have any scripture to back us up? He'll do exceeding abundantly above all you are. Be seated. But I was first met with, it can't happen. See, it may not be a car. Maybe a job that folk told you you're not qualified. You're going to need such and such and such and such to get it. I come to tell you, when God says, you gonna have it. If you believe, you'll get it without the degree. See, when you say something like that, it go over most people's head. No, pastor, they said you must have the degree. But if God said it's yours, either you going to get the degree with God's help, or he going to move you in without the degree and make them change the title. Do you know God will make them change the qualifications? Be seated, because some of you still wondering. No. If they say you need a degree, you can't do that. See, I'm going to work on you a little bit more because you don't know God. Pastor, what's wrong with having a degree? Nothing. If God tell you to go to school to obtain the degree, if you barely made it through high school, you know what I got to say to you? Get back in school. And watch God see you through what it is that he told you to do, even when you hear the word is hope. 2 Corinthians 5 says, for we walk by what? Faith. Not by. Some of us got to stop crying so easy. Some of us got to stop allowing what man say to control our emotions. Let that word govern your emotions. Pastor, it made me so sad when they came and said, why you get sad? Because there's always something God can do. Are y'all in here? I'm messing with some of us. See, because some of us have been taught, even raised, growing up, as well as in some churches, that you better use. Here we come. Tell your neighbor, he coming your way now. Tell your neighbor, when it comes to some of us, we've been raised to use your common sense. And if I would have used my common sense, I wouldn't own that car. I would have did what my wife wanted me to do, stay home that day. Putting on blast, but that's the truth. See, if I'd have just used common sense, I would have looked at the payments and said, ain't no way. Ain't no way. I ain't ever paid that. I looked at the payment. I said, woo. I know God probably was in heaven like, what you gonna do, Cocker? You teach the people such and such, such and such. You tell the people, obey me. You tell the people to believe. I said, I'm gonna take it. Y'all ain't hear me. Why is it dangerous to live by or be governed by what you see? Number one, what we see changes. Here today, gone tomorrow. Y'all see that rain out there? You step out there right now, you can feel it. But guess what? That's going to change. You see it, but what you see is going to change. Come on, it's light out there. See, it's amazing how the enemy will cause us to be masters of the natural, but ignorant to the foolish. You know, naturally speaking, ain't he got to break it down? You know that it's light out there now, but you know that's going to change. Come on. look out your window tonight at 10. It won't be that light. What you see now gonna what? Change. That's why we don't need to live by what we see. Because what you see changes. Lord have mercy. What you see what? Changes. Even naturally speaking, your vision. For some of us, depending on how long you live, it will change. Come on, I just brag about my vision. I'm here to tell y'all the last couple of messages I preached. It wasn't no joke when you seen me doing all this right here. You know? Words that were on the page is joining with other words. And I'm like, you separate that. Oh, God, I'm teaching right up here. And I used to boast about my vision. Yeah, I used to even say I had better than 2020. But now that's changed. See, the only thing that don't change is God. Man changes. Man will change on you. Folk love you today, hate you tomorrow. Man will change on you. Man will favor you today and dislike you tomorrow. But the Lord has decreed in Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord, I do not change. So what you gonna live by? That which changes or that which remains the same? Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same. And what you gonna live by? What's changing or what remains the same? Who you gonna believe? That which changes or that which remains the same? See, faith and hope are contrary to common sense. Come on. But when you live by faith, you become that which is uncommon. See, if you choose to live by faith, you're rare. You're rare. Pastor, how you going to talk about rare? All these folk going to church. Yeah, but everybody going to church ain't living by faith. Hold on. Even those who go to churches who preach faith. You would think if a person joins a church that preaches faith, you would think they would be committed to living by faith. But people join a church that preach faith but live by their paycheck. Live by what they can do. It's right. That's when it's rare to see folk who are governed by faith, who are moved by their faith. Are y'all with me? Notice Jeremiah 18. Notice Jeremiah 18. Go with me to the book of Jeremiah. Oh Lord, look at Jeremiah 18. Try to get there if you can. If you got used table contents, go. Reading that New King James Version. Look at Jeremiah 18. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the what? Word of God. So faith is living by the what? Word of God. How can I live by the word of God and nobody has taught me the word of God? Romans 10. How can they hear without a preacher? How can they preach except they be sent? Listen to me. Living by faith is living by the word of God. But if I'm to live by the word of God, I need somebody to teach me the word. So in other words, I have to be taught what to live by. Come on. You have to be taught what to live by, but you also got to be taught what not to live by. Because see, if you get paid once a month, God, think if you base your life on that once a month check. But then God say, but see, if she would trust me, I now have checks coming from other sources. How many believe that? Look, 18:12. Lord have mercy. Notice this. And they said that they in the text is God's people. In reference to what God had told them, they said, that is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans. We will everyone obey the dictates of his evil what? Notice, a child of God, when you deem something hopeless, the next step is to carry out your own plan. Hold on, we need to see this, because some of us in the midst of carrying out our own plans, you need to stop. Whoa, y'all didn't get that. I said, some of you in the middle of carrying out your plan, and God said, you need to stop with your plan. I know how I'm going to get there. But see, you trying to carry yourself there. You better stop. For there is a way that seemeth right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. See, I wonder who plan you working. Pastor, I'm working a plan. Yeah, but who's plan? See, if you deem your situation hopeless, notice what you're going to do. And we've all been guilty. That's been saved for a minute. We've all been guilty. And they said that is hopeless, so we will walk according to it. Well, God didn't do it, so I'm going to do what I got to do. Come on. Some of you been looking to be in a certain place financially. You've been giving the tithe. You've been giving the offering. You ain't getting as fast as you thought you would. Well, I'm finna do this right here. Because I need some bread. I need to come up. It's tight. See, you know, reading it got so quiet. See, most of us in the middle of our own plan. And some of us at the end. We right at the end. Let me tell them myself, because I've been guilty of saying out my mouth, I'm waiting, I'm going to wait on God. And he got about 2 days to do this thing. Then somebody asks you within them 2 days, what you doing? I'm waiting on God. I ain't going to do nothing, let God tell me to do it. Within these 2 days. 1 day go by, you ain't moved. I'm waiting on God. 6 p.m. in that second day. It don't look like God gonna do this. We must move to plan B now. And then some of us get talked out of it. Well, maybe God didn't want to do it. If he didn't want to do it, why he told you he was gonna do it? I'm coming your way. Because some folk make God seem like he's schizophrenic. I told a person that the other day. What? God going to tell you, go get this job. And you run over there and get the job. Hallelujah, God gave me the job. I thank God for the job. 2 weeks later, the supervisor treating you wrong. I don't like where they treat me. I'm looking for another job. Wait a minute. Do you not know when God said, take the job? If people were lying to you about the job, he still said, take the job. He knew how they were going to treat you, but he told you, take the job. But now you about to move because it looks hopeless. And then we got God looking like he don't know what he's doing. I know it's right up. It's right up in here. See, they've worried messing with some folk that normally try to act deep all the time. Well, I hear what you're saying, Pastor, but the Lord is shifting me. No, you shifting yourself. And don't feel bad, I shifted myself. Yes, I have. Why? Because whatever I was believing began to look hopeless. big mama been in the hospital almost 7 days. Unable to eat and unable to drink. Doctors coming in and out that cannot figure out the main cause. 94 years old. Every time I step in, I say, Big Mama, are you still fighting? She said, I'm still fighting. I said, Big Mama, are you in any pain, any discomfort? No. That's God at work. That's God doing what even the doctor cannot explain, because when it looked hopeless, the family said, all is well. All is well. Y'all don't hear me? All is. See, you got to be able to say all is well when it don't look well. Be seated. And of course, when you say all is well, people look like, what do they mean? What do they mean? And we ain't up in there acting crazy either. We just simply know, in reference to God, He has the final say. And if you believe different, I'm going to call you out on what you're living by. Come on. Let me show you why that is. Mark the 10th chapter. Y'all hang in there. We almost done. Mark the 10th chapter. Lord have mercy. I am excited. I'm excited. Mark the 10th chapter. Notice. This is what you got to know when it look hopeless. See, I ain't doing that but giving us word. If you fight me this morning, you ain't doing that but fighting God's word. That's all you doing. And you going to strive in your line to do things yourself, and you going to come up short. I'm finna show you why. Mark 10, I don't care how educated you are, I don't care how gifted you are. You don't know who I am. I got plenty of money saved. This and this happen, I'll still be set. Yeah, a lot of folk thought like that. But even the scriptures say sometimes money seems to have wings and it flies. Don't act like you ain't ever got no money. Tried your best to budget, to keep up, and it seemed like that money had wings. But isn't it good to know when it seems like it flies away, the same way it flew out, He'll cause it to fly in. It's just a matter of what you living by. I learned years ago not to complain when I had to pay out stuff. I learned to say, Lord, thank you that I had it, because years ago I didn't have it. Woo! Teach that thing, Pastor. I said, I learned that now. Some of y'all didn't catch that. I said, I learned that. Stuff used to bother me until I learned that. Come on. Mark 10 and 27. You getting that but straight Bible. But Jesus looked at them and said, with men, it is impossible. With men it is what? But not with who? God. For with God, woo, get us happy, Jesus. With men it is what? But not with, for with God, all things. We better find out who man is. Mark 10, 27. We better find out who man is. Because He just told us with men is what? Impossible. Why cry when Jesus just told you the truth? With men, some things are what? Impossible. We better go ahead and find out who man is. Doctor man. Lawyer man. Pastor man. daddy man. And let's bring mama on in here. Some things. Anybody remember when you reached the age where mama couldn't do it? For most of them, we reached that point. It was desperate times then. I remember growing up, I thought mama
always had money.
I did. I don't care what amount of change you ask her for. She dig and dig. But you just be sitting there with expectations. She got it. Mama, I need 75 cents. Boy, I don't know if I even got no. I didn't go to jingling through that pocketbook. And sometimes she come up with this 75 cents. And you be like, mama always come through. Mama, I need $75. Let me see what I can do. Lord have mercy. Mama, I need $375. Let me see what mama can move. I can shift some stuff around and do some stuff. But tell you, nigga, sooner or later, you reach a number, a situation. Oh, some of y'all don't like that. That even mama have to look at her own child and say, baby, that's too hard for me. But you need to be able to tell your child, mom, but not with God. Need to teach your children. That's the reason I told you to pray every day. That's the reason I told you to strive to do right by God for what's too hard for me. See, don't worry about if something happened and pastor can't get there. Know that God is there when pastor ain't there. Because pastor take vacation, but God is never on vacation. For he said, Lord, I'll never leave you. Ooh, wait, is that when you got to sit up and worry about, well, pastor, why he ain't got here? Ain't nobody told him. Recognize even when I get there that there are still things that are impossible for me to do. Ooh. Lord have mercy. Look at Jeremiah 32. Did he just say if he on vacation he ain't coming back? Yes. Pastor need to get here. You think I'm going to drive from Orlando to pray for your cold? And you know if you down in Orlando and I call you, you going to ignore my calls. Come on. Pastor, you're going to have to wait. We over here at Universal. Some women look to their husbands too much. You welcome, brothers. I had to tell my wife years ago, I said, your goal's too high for me. Some of y'all brothers, bless. This ain't no woman you tell to go in no store and get what she wants. That's not you. Hey. She ain't gonna go in there to my, I didn't see that. I had to tell the years ago, I said, girl, your goal's too high. We gotta bring God in this night. Come on. In order for me to literally do what she wanted back then, I'd had to get 4 jobs, man. Like, what, pastor? He only 4th job, man. Man, I do 5 job, man. Looking for 10. Y'all laughing. I had to come. I said, girl, we got to bring God in this thing. That's when you don't tell nobody. Whatever you need, you come to me. You God? You God? Be careful, parent, when you tell your children. You can tell me anything. Just bring it. You God? Jeremiah 32:17. We're in the glory. This is my favorite scripture right here. One of them. Oh Lord God, behold, you made the heavens and earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. There is nothing. There is. Too hard for who? Divide nothing and you'll get the true definition. No thing. Now look at a neighbor and say, now based upon that, are you God? The Bible just told us with God, no thing is impossible.
closing them off. That's what Jairus knew when he came to get Jesus. He knew when it come to you, Jesus, because you are in fact God, there's nothing too hard. Come lay your hands on her and she will live. Mark 5. And as he was going, he was interrupted by the woman with the issue of blood. But in verse 35, he said, while he was still speaking, some came to the ruler of the synagogue. How? Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher and the father? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid. Only believe. He permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, John, the brother of James. Then he came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, saw a tumult, and those wept and wailed loudly. When he came in, he said to them, why make this commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping. They ridiculed him. But he put them all outside, took the father and the mother of the child, and those who were with him entered where the child was lying. When he took the child by the hand, he said to her, Talith Makumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Verse 42, immediately the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with great amazement. But the one who said it's not impossible for me looked at a girl that was supposedly dead, people laughing. He put them out. Sometimes you got to put the folk out that's laughing. And then Jesus said, arise, get up. So you tell your neighbor, that family didn't have to wait for resurrection day. Tell your neighbor, Jesus was resurrection. And he told that girl, get up, rise. And the Bible says she got up. Why? Because with him, that situation was not too hard. Would you look at somebody and tell him or her, do you receive the word? Believe.